forgot we still... We're hearing the intros again.
Yeah.
Kevin piped the sound through so we can hear when the intros are done. Thank you for that, by the way, Kevin.
Yeah.
I forgot we do that Fox flute intro. It is it gets me every time.
It's a classic.
Because you can tell the guy that was doing it, the guy or girl that was doing it, was just laughing the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, this is fucking gold.
It goes
this
down
is gold.
In the Internet Video Hall of Fame.
Oh, like classic, top 10.
And I'm wondering, if we were to make an Internet Hall of Fame, what would be first ballot? What would go in?
Like, I mean, I feel like that's a great GOG topic.
Okay.
The Internet Hall of Fame.
Because definitely Aisha.
Yeah, you showed me that one.
Aisha, my oh my.
I mean, I bet there's, I'm sure there is an actual list of top 10, like most performing videos.
Oh,
most
sure.
of them will be Gangnam Style.
Well, I mean, no, but I think a lot of the older videos are not only hard to find, but they were only available on like sites like E-Bombs World and things like that. So it's going to be...
Is it dead? Is E-Bombs World dead?
Well, like, I mean,
Brandon, I understand,
you know,
it's not what it was.
YouTube is, you know, obviously the place to go now, but okay. It's a lot easier to see those metrics on YouTube where it's like, oh, how does this old video that was super popular back in the day only have 40,000 views
right.
or whatever.
It's because somewhere else people watched it, everyone else.
Exactly,
yeah.
That's
true. That was back in the day when people were like, FLVs? That's great.
Yeah, exactly.
In the chat, who the hell just said that? Someone said, what the hell, did Nick not go to Starbucks this morning? I did not go to Starbucks this morning. My wife had to borrow my car, so I was relegated to a relatively lovely Uber ride. I feel like I speak ill of the Uber people more often than not, and I think it's because... You know, you tend to lament on the bad experiences a little bit more than you celebrate the good experiences. So I want to give a shout out to my Uber driver this morning. She did me right, and here's why. You know that turn onto Sloat?
Yeah.
That can be a horrible light.
Sure.
I was like, hey, just so you like, I was reading stories for the morning show and trying to get that ready to go.
19th
I wasn't
Sloat?
Paying attention. Yeah, 19th yeah. Sloat. Wasn't paying attention. Usually I tell him to turn right and then make a U-turn. Wasn't paying attention. By that point, she had gone too far. She couldn't get into the right lane anymore, and she was waiting to cut into the left lane. And I was like, oh, man, I totally screwed us over here. I usually tell people to go right and make a U-turn and go down slowed. And she's like, I'm being honest with you. Half these people, always on their cell phones anyway. I'm going to cut in. And I'm like,
baller.
That's fucking savage.
Damn, dude.
I was like, that's savage.
And she took out a knife
easily,
and licked it.
No, she was easily a woman in her, I would say, conservatively, like late 50s, early 60s. And my perception of her, I was like, okay, it's going to be a nice, like, slow, relaxed ride. Savage. When she needed to be. The rest of the time, it was like, I'm going to take care of you, Mrs. Scarpino. It's going to be great. But then that one time, she was like, strap your ass in, because it's going to be a fucking bumpy ride. And I'll be honest with you, I don't normally like that kind of attitude, but when I want it...
It's hot.
It's hot. You know what I mean?
I just imagine, like...
Hot like a, like cool.
I imagine, like, Edgar Wright, like, zooms to her, like, and then... Cranking up the volume, she's my cherry pie.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Like, that sounds like an awesome morning right there.
Yeah, or like that song, the AC/DC song from Last Action Hero. Strap in, Mrs. Scarpino. I've got you right now.
And she's still, like, in drive. Like, there's no gears.
I mean, by the way, it was a Prius. There was, you know, no gears.
It's very quiet.
And there was no... Yeah, it was there's nothing less, like... intense than a Prius.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you try to speed around. Like, I just imagine, maybe I should get a Prius, and here's why. I have anger issues. We've talked about these on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a lot better, I think, lately.
I think you have, yeah.
Thank you. But I feel like driving the Prius would make it impossible to drive angry. How can you be angry in a Prius?
I don't know, man. I've driven. Have
what?
You driven Tim's Prius?
I know. Is it fun? It's like
no,
a golf cart,
it's
right?
It's not fun at all, man.
That's why I'm saying you can't be angry. It's got zero power.
But that's
it's dinky as shit. And he's like, I just got it cleaned. I'm like, cool. Where'd you take it? He goes, oh, no, I just went through one of those car washes. And I'm like, well, did you clean the inside? And he was like, no. I'm like, then you didn't get it cleaned. Because if I still have to interact,
baggage,
if I still have to look into your cup holder and see the 2 years of sticky, shitty, dusty grime that's in there, it's not clean.
No.
Now, I'll be the first person to tell you, I'm like one of those weird, very anal retentive people when it comes to cleanliness, probably too much so, to the point where I need to actually probably work on, like, backing off, because I've been told multiple times that I'm a neat freak.
Just take a fucking
Which is
chill
a very
pill.
Nice PC way of saying that I'm fucking going crazy slowly, and that I need to start picking the lint out of my rug. But I'll say, it's not a full car wash. if you don't have someone, you get in there and zhuzh it out, you know?
I don't really have to do that because I have very, now granted, I have very, very dirty mats on the bottom.
Well, you have rubber mats, though.
Yeah, so
rubber
I can just
mats, you just take out, wash them off, you're good. But you still have the center console area that needs to be
buffed
out. I'm sure you have trash and shit in the car that needs to be taken out, that there's a smell factor too.
There's not.
Your car actually smells very, very nice.
I don't
remember the other time I made you give me and Greg both ride home?
I do remember. Right? Yeah.
What's up,
Kel? How old's your car?
It was a 2016, but I bought it like, it was used,
it looked good,
right? And it had like 1,000 miles or something like that.
Wow. JW Cates in the chat says, Nick, just because the jeans are blue doesn't mean the poop's washed out.
That's true.
It's very true.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kinda Funny Morning Show. Thank you so much for joining us. It's going to be a little bit more subdued today. I'm a little tired. Andy, I can tell you, we had some hard-fought battles last night.
A lot of frustration, Cheeto Fingers, last night. A lot of frustration, man.
I
got several kills. I feel great.
I will say this. Kevin, MVP.
Kevin did fantastic. Did a great job. Yeah.
Despite the fact that we made him move over from the Xbox controller to a Switch Joy-Con, which I myself was playing on, I will say, I'm not one to make excuses. I don't believe in excuses. I think excuses make an ass out of you and me. You know what I mean?
Why me, too? Why not only
just,
you?
It's just the saying. When you make an excuse, it makes an ass out of you and me.
Wow.
Andy,
I don't see why I'm...
Where's the umbrella at? You know, in the ground?
The umbrella.
You mean
when you mentioned that to me earlier, Kev, I don't know what you're talking
Is
about.
Is it by Fatal? I think it's by Fatal.
I have no clue. No clue.
Lakers at 2432 says, want to get timed out? Remind Andy about Derek Fisher and the 0.04 seconds. Should we time him out for that?
I mean, I talked to Shaq about that. You know
what? We'll let this one slide.
Yeah.
You're
permitted.
What I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted by myself, I think, was that I don't want to make an excuse for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I had the opportunity to bring my dock and my pro controller home last night. I called an Audible and said, you know, I think I'm going to go to Target on the way home and see if I can buy these things. Tim and Kevin both were like, they are not easy to find. You cannot find a dock by itself. It's very rare. You have to get the whole Switch.
And or like, Amazon it, if you Amazon it.
He was like, why don't you just order it and take your dock home? And I was like, nah, I'm going to do it the old-fashioned way and just go looking for it. Because I need to go to Target anyway. It gets 409.
But it's also like the thrill of the hunt. Like,
it is. It's fun. Well, it's also like, it's just fun to go to Target.
Yeah.
I like Target. I'm one of those guys that like... You put me in a Target, like a mega Target, one of the big ones, I'll stay there for a while, man.
It feels good.
Mega the one that have the Starbucks in it, what I do is I bring the Starbucks to the Target, finish the Starbucks, midway through shopping, pull my little cart over, go to the other Starbucks, refill it. Maybe I'll get a little protein back.
To this day,
I love Target.
Elise Willem still brings up her favorite moment with us was just walking around Target with us.
Dude, of course, to each his or her own, right? But if you can't enjoy a good Target,
one in Rome,
what are you doing? You know, what are you doing? I'll literally get so to the point where I'll just start walking down aisles and then I'll go to the greeting card section and I'll look at the greeting card. I'll go, ha ha ha.
It's interesting.
The greeting card's so funny.
It's interesting.
It's so funny.
Most of the stuff I don't care about in real life, but when I'm there, I feel like I do. Like,
If you said, Nick, you got to order a plunger online, I'd be like, I'll just order a fucking plunger. But if I'm there, I got to look at all the plungers.
Yeah, exactly.
The Keurigs,
when I'm at Target, I'm walking by the electronics. It's like, I don't give a flying freak about all these iPods.
I don't care about LG TVs, but
I
look at them all.
I don't know they sold iPods anymore.
Yeah,
you know,
they
like,
do.
What? Like, these things still exist or whatever. MP3 players, Sanrio, SanDiscs, all these random brands. But it's like, they interest me, Nick. It's like, when you're in the moment, you just got to check it out.
You do.
You know?
Well, you know what it is, in all honesty? It's sort of, I have this need to interact with the tangibility of something that's real. I still love bookstores. There's a bookstore in my neighborhood. And then there's a Barnes & Noble, obviously, in the Corte Madera Mall. Whenever I get a chance, I like to go in there and sit in and just feel the books and read a little, you know, swim through a little bit, look intellectual. It's just nice. It's very nostalgic for me.
Whenever I look at e-readers, I don't care about books, but they look cool. Like, I would think about buying one, even though I would never need it. But
you don't need to.
Target does a great job of saying, hey, you want this.
I'll be honest. Lately, I've been really going down the Audible. And this is not, the Audible's not sponsoring this week. I've been going down Audible lately. I gotta be honest, I'm addicted to this now.
It's fun,
it's
man.
It's so good. It's so easy, and the actual Whisper Sync thing is really, really good.
What's Whisper Sync?
It's where if you're listening, because Audible and Amazon are the same company. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that. So if you have Kindle app and you have the same, if you have the book and you're listening to it at the same point, you can open the book up and it'll go, hey, by the way, you last left off in the audiobook here.
Whoa.
And you go, boom, and it just takes you right
shut
to
your,
there.
Wow.
And then if you're reading, if you read for like, because I like to, you know, you're hanging out, you're reading, you want to look cool, you have a cup of coffee, you read, people are like, he's intellectual, he's fucking probably writing a screenplay or something cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you're like, I don't have time for this, I'll go back to cook. And I go and I open up the Audible and it says, hey, you last left off and it'll skip me to that part.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
Wow. Why is it called Whisper, though?
I don't know. Whisper Sync?
It's just a cool
I don't
name.
Know.
Just
I don't know cool if I'm getting that term correct. I don't have the ad read in front of me. Again, they're not sponsoring this. We are, in fact, sponsored by Simple Contacts, which is our sponsor for this episode, which Tim very much uses and recommends as well. He's not here, but we'll get to that later when we give away the game.
I saw a message in chat that said from Zyger, said, Andy, Sanrio is the brand, is the company that makes Hello Kitty.
True.
And that's exactly what
you
meant.
You meant SanDisk?
Like, so SanDisk is one of them, but there was also one called iRiver. Because I worked at Best Buy, or iRiver. I worked at Best Buy, and, you know, obviously it's the iPod section, and then all of the MP3 devices, and they're all these random-ass brands that you would never think of buying, ever. But they were there, and they never sold, and they're probably still there to this day.
CRS_1 brings up a very good point. We have been mispronouncing the name of this fine establishment since the get-go. He says, and I quote, excuse me, it's pronounced Target.
Oh, right.
Very good point.
Yeah, I've heard about that. Yeah.
And also, a lot of people, I'm seeing a lot of people saying, Tagless O2 says Target is better than Walmart. And I think we can 100% all agree with that.
It's not even a fucking contest,
not even a fucking question.
Yeah.
Walmart has zero standards of like cleanliness or they don't care about themselves at all.
I want to see them duke it out.
Target would beat shit out of them. Actually, Walmart would probably win in a hand-to-hand fight because Walmart fights dirty. Bigger. Target's just cooler, man.
What is cooler. Walmart's logo? Because I would like...
Walmart. Try not to get lost in here.
It's
you might
word
die.
Walmart.
That's their saying.
It really is. Their logo is Walmart.
What's up, cool
you're
Greg?
Right, you're right.
Man, what are your feelings on Walmart versus Target?
Walmart has hella exclusive wrestling stuff, but besides that, Walmart's trash.
It is, yeah. I haven't seen a Walmart
true
the whole
words
time I've been here.
Oh, we have Walmart.
They don't have one. They're like, don't Mountain we? View is the closest one, I think.
Mountain View, wow. It's
how do we have Targets and not Walmarts? It doesn't matter.
We stopped Walmart. Like. God. That legitimately happened.
Yeah, it's like
oh, and when we were doing the whole like Walmart's killing America thing.
Yeah, let's protect small companies.
And then Walmart fired back and was like, "Hey, no, we employ tons of people." And then the employees were like, "Yeah, but it fucking sucks working here.
Yeah, we hate our lives.
Yeah, we fucking it sucks, and you're not paying us any money.
I didn't even ask to work here. You threw me in here.
I just got gobbled up. You just built a Walmart around me.
You threw a white shirt on me.
I was just hanging out for 5 minutes. I turned around. I was in a fucking Walmart.
Yeah, exactly.
What the hell happened? All right, everyone. We got some fun topics today. We got some good news stories today. Before we get into that, of course, let's go into housekeeping.
Housekeeping, you want me to jerk you off?
What kind of hotel is this?
Our official review of X-Men Days of Future Past has gone up. It went up as of 9 a.m. this morning. This is a great one. This is one of the first X-Men movies, I think, that we actually got an opportunity to gush about. And there are a couple moments in this. And again, I don't know if it's because we're all tired or we're just all incredibly funny, but there are some great, great, great moments in this. So,
I watched it this morning and I cried again. I cried of laughter again. It's interesting with the show. Like I find myself so much more interested if the movie is completely ass terrible or if it's really good. But when it's in the middle, that's where it becomes hard to make the topic entertaining because you're trying to entertain while talking about something that you think is just so thoroughly mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's really good, you're excited to talk about it. When it's really bad, you're excited to make jokes and
well,
shit
that's because
on it.
You're passionate one way or the other. Yeah. Right? You have an actual emotion about it one way or the other. Yeah. Middle of the road movies, that's why it's so hard to go back and watch some of the middle of the road Marvel movies. They're enjoyable. You know, it's like Ant-Man 2. Enjoyable.
Yeah.
Fun movie. Totally forgettable. Couldn't tell you any of the fun lines from it.
But Ant-Man is better than pretty much every movie here. IMHO.
Ant-Man is a I-M-H-O. Better, probably start to finish, more complete movie than most of the X-Men movies.
Yeah.
I would say. We also argue that in this one, so go check that out. Next up. Oh, Jesus.
Get it out of your
having system. Some little burps going?
I apologize.
Get it out of your system.
I don't know why I'm so tired. I really do think that gaming took it out of me last night.
It does that.
It really did. And I was playing on those I was going to say, my excuse is that I was playing on the fucking Joy-Cons.
Yeah.
With I can't stand playing it like this because it twists your. It's a nightmare. And so tonight I'm gonna bring the doc home.
You should
we're
do
going
that.
After. Are you streaming again tonight?
No, party mode. I'm having know, to get ahead. To, I'm taking five days off
we'll
after RTX.
Joey.
Are we playing?
We'll play Joey.
You could. I won't. I probably won't be on.
Can I stream on your channel?
have your own channel.
But Andy's channel's cooler.
It's not.
It is. Come on, dude. It is. Dude, I go to Andy's channel last night. Cause he's like, dude, I have to use Discord or whatever. I can't use the voice chat. So, and he goes, and I quote, "You're just gonna have to listen to the chat, or listen to my stream, and communicate with me that way."
I don't know why there was so much delay.
And I was like, okay. And then I open it up, and a minute later, I hear myself go, okay. And I'm like, this is not how you can do a shooter. Yeah, we cannot compete this way.
When Barrett and I played, Barrett had. For some reason,
in the next room, just shout out.
But for some reason, he had the very, very low latency where it was like, I'd say something, 2 seconds later, he would respond. So it was like, hey, he's over here. Okay, cool. Like, it was that fast.
Andy,
but with
you
it was
like
so much longer.
A 15-second delay on the Elgato?
Huh?
The Elgato, in my experience, always has like a 15 or 10-second delay.
No.
You don't have to delay the audio?
Like milliseconds.
Okay.
Like, I have to just delay things by like 200 milliseconds to sync up my audio with the face and the music, you know, all that stuff. But no, I had the extra low latency like we do here.
For the stream.
Well, anyway, it was fun though, man.
I had a blast.
It was fun.
But I do think, Greg and I were talking this morning, I was like, we should play a few games, not on stream, because we're zany when we're on stream.
Yeah.
We're doing stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin and me, I always have the thing where it's like, we just want to pull the trigger, man. You know what I mean? Like, Kevin,
instigate that. Like, I walked up to
the hill,
fucking
you were like,
fun. Kevin, I bet you want to pull that trigger.
I'm like, Kevin, what are you holding right now? What kind of gun do you have? He's like, I have a shotgun. I was like, okay, those guys that are half a mile away, let's start shooting at them. Let's see what happens. Kevin's like, I'm fucking in.
Terrible
idea. I don't give a shit. Let's see here. Sorry, right up. Kindoffunny.com/RTX will be at RTX pretty much all next week. Please come out to hang out with us. We're doing signings, we're doing panels, we'll be on the main stage, all that jazz. If you go to kindoffunny.com/RTX, you'll see our full schedule there. Joey has typed that up neatly, which is fantastic. Of course, because we're going to RTX and because we're all literally breaking down at the seams, we are taking the week off of all of the live shows. So Kind of Funny Games Daily and the morning show will not be happening next week at all. It is our summer break. We are going to enjoy it. I am going to sleep in most days and come in like I don't give a F, you know?
Just say fuck.
An F. But I will say this, of course, GOG, MCU in Review, Gamescast, Party Mode, all those will still be going live at their regularly scheduled time.
Good to know.
So that's going to happen. It's just the morning shows. We're going to take a break because these are a little resource intensive. We love you guys. We're going to miss you guys. And of course, I'll feel very deficient until I come back the following Monday. But we'll be back. Excited also to say at RTX, can I bring this up, please? Waiting for the Punchline is the name of the RT doc that me and the guys have been working on basically for the last 6 months. It is the documentary that follows me as a burgeoning stand-up comedian going out night after night, day after day, to open mics and bombing completely. So if you guys are going to be at RTX, please stop by the Hilton Governor's Ball at 2 o'clock on August 4th. I believe that's the Saturday. And then, of course, at that night, we are going to be recreating one of the things that we did in the film, which was I'm taking all the people that I love and work with from all the groups and forcing them to do stand-up. Some of them for the first time, some of them for the second time. Some of them, they've been doing it for 10 years. So it's going to be a really, really fun show if you guys are going to that. If not, sorry, tickets are sold out, so I don't even know why I brought it up. Sucks.
I'm excited to see Brian Gargo up.
Yeah. He just emailed me. He's like, can I get 10 minutes? And I'm like, dude, you can get fucking 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm like, most people only want to do 3 minutes, so you could do like.
You have a special on Hulu or whatever it is. Like, go ahead.
He can go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited to work with him. That's part of the fun thing about doing comedy is that, like, once you're in and you've already, you understand the pain, people sympathize with you. Like, So you can talk on a different level. So.
Those you can relate on that level of like, we've been through the same sort of shit.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. I'm sure he's been doing it for a lot longer than I have, though, so he's got a lot more experience in it. But it's fun for me because I have a little bit of context and a little bit of vocabulary, you know, a little bit of education, rather, so I can be like, oh, you know, I want to learn from you.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be super fun. Next up on housekeeping, of course, it's Party Mode Week, and the newest Party Mode just went live yesterday. This is... The Shapes game, right?
Just Shapes and Beats, baby.
And,
what are your favorite games, right, Nick?
I love this game.
This starts off pretty funny. Can you raise the volume? I love this part.
Hold on.
Lost in party mode? Very successful party mode. It did really well. Why doesn't your fucking Siri work?
Trying to get Siri to work.
Did you cut out him saying it?
Huh?
Did you cut out him saying it?
No, it wouldn't do the thing.
Yeah.
Greg turned his stupid Siri off. He fucking has Alexa at home. Oh, Alexa, play fucking Billie Jean by Michael Jackson, but he won't use his fucking Siri on his phone.
You're still trying to use it, though. Anyway, yeah, so this episode's funny.
Well, the reason why we're
playing... No, actually, sometimes here's what I do. I did this to Tim the other day, but he still hasn't noticed. If you leave your phone in front of me, I will take 300 pictures close up of my face.
Yeah, Andrea Renee proved that on Twitter the other day.
I will do it.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Funny, man.
Or you'll just text them to me.
I do that all the time. Sometimes I think to myself, I wonder if Andy is thinking about me right now. And then I send you a picture, and sure enough, you're thinking about me. And it's nice.
Well, it's hard not to when it's so in your face.
Yeah. Do you find it, like, real talk, though, does it annoy you? Because I'll stop doing it if it annoys you.
No, I think it's hilarious.
Okay. I don't want to be a cyber bully. You know, I don't want to be that. I don't want to be that person, that friend who's like, "Come on, dude, fuck play. Why don't you fuck play with me, goo?" And then like harasses
Kevin,
you.
Kevin, can I get the one? I'm just gonna scroll through as to what the pictures are. Those are all pictures of Nick's face. just come on, man.
What? That's a great picture. That's love. That's how I show love. Part of me thinks
that's
that,
the emote, actually. That's,
is it?
Yeah.
Is that the emote?
This is the photo that I made the emote out of, which is really funny. So throw up those emotes if you are
part of
a sub.
You know why I like doing it? Because part of me, when I'm that close up, it reminds me of a Muppet. I look a little like Animal from the Muppets.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So I don't mind it. Of course, if you guys want to tip us at the $5 above level, we will read those tips a little later in the show. Or if you have 500 bits accumulated, somehow you guys can give us
emotes.
A tip that way as well. Oh, God, I love it. Where are they? Are they all there?
No, this is actually the photo. It's this one.
Oh, it's that one? That's even better.
Yeah, that's the one right there.
Just terrifying.
Oh, my God.
That is, what's funny is I somehow managed to find an even less flattering angle of myself.
Yeah.
Every single time I send it to you.
It's
almost ego-busting if it wasn't so hilarious.
Yeah. Because I would never want to take a photo from that angle. It would look horrible.
No,
like all my acne would just be...
Oh, God. My mouth is huge. My nose is huge. My eyes are just beady.
Mm-hmm.
Like a shark's eyes.
Yeah. But like it's for the comedy, man.
It is for the comedy.
It's for the comedy.
I like to make people giggle.
But I
like
get
to bring a little,
you know,
joy,
Nick,
into people's lives.
I'm still waiting for the punchline.
Oh, aces.
We'll be there at 2 p.m.,
August 4th, baby, 2 p.m. It's going to be a fun screen. We'll all be there. And I think we might do a Q&A afterward. I'm not quite sure. It's 2 hours, but the film is not that long. So that will be fun, baby. Here's my question for you, Andy.
What's up?
You were on the show yesterday. Do we want the give me your fucking money to be the official tip thing, or is it too harsh?
I don't think it's as funny as, like, it lasts for too little, and we'd have to do a lot with it, is what I'm saying.
Let's play it one more time. Let's see. Let's ask the chat here.
I think if you had it punched...
Give me your fucking money!
I think if you had it on your stream deck, you would just hit it would play, and that'd be it.
That'd be it, yeah.
But I think they'd have to be something more to, like, I don't know.
It doesn't need to be that much. I think all the other ones are too substantial.
I think all it
remember
is.
Remember how when we used to have the housekeeping one? I had to trim down. It's so much better. Shorter is better when it comes to comedy.
No, right. I understand.
And human beings.
I agree that shorter is better. But like, that's like 3 seconds long. It's like five.
I would love Nick to just say, "All right, let's get to the tips. Hit the button.
Give me your fucking money."
Tips. All right, tips.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
You can feel the timing of that.
Yeah.
Let's audition it, Kevin, because I feel like things become too set in stone here too easily. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's hard for us to wait to move on.
We can't move on.
Yeah.
We're stuck with the news thing. We're stuck with the big topic with the fart at the end. I don't like the fart at the end.
I love the fart at the end.
I think the fart's so stupid, but
it's
I love it. I hate it, but I love it.
I hate it, but I also love it.
Yeah.
That's my thing, is I think we need to be a little bit more like water. We should flow here. I say we audition it maybe on the next couple ones, if you can remember to get to it. If not, no big deal.
I mean, the link's still in there, so... It's just
you got to put it on your stream deck so it does it. So the timing is all right. Let's talk tips. Give me all fucking money, bah. And then we go into it. First tip comes from Robin GL. Here's your ridiculous looking.
I'll try to do it. It's a little bit of a challenge with the setup we have. Unfortunately, this computer only has one USB out, so I have to.
No, you're gonna have to download the movie. You're gonna have to download the video.
I already have the video, but I need to put it on this other laptop. It doesn't matter. We'll
figure it out.
Somebody in chat earlier, totally off topic, asked me, "Andy, what are you drinking?" It happens to be a beverage called NOS Energy Drink, because I'm the Nitro
Rifle.
How's
that working out for you?
The flavor is called Nitro Mango.
Here's the Omega Batman.
And
in the
mangoes
chat.
Are very much in the lexicon of kind of funny right now.
They are now.
They sure are now.
Go watch that X-Men in review. Omega Batman brought up a point yesterday in the chat, or excuse me, on YouTube comments. So that Greg said he wanted to do a daily presidential address, but now that I'm the president, I should do that. And I thought it was a great idea. But then today he's like, are you going to do it? And I'm like, I don't even know what that means. So flesh it out for me a little bit in the chat.
You come up with the idea for me.
Yeah, you got to tell me what I got to say. Because yeah. I don't know. I just don't know.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin, it's news time. The news. Top in the news story, a Charlie's Angel reboot is happening. Did you know about this?
I had no idea, Nicholas.
The reboot stars Naomi Scott, Ella Balinska, and Kristen Stewart. Did you not know about this?
No.
I don't know about this either. Elizabeth Banks is directing, and she is going to take the starring role, or not the starring role, excuse me, one of the supporting roles of Bosley, who, if you remember from the two films prior, was Bill Murray's character. And then, of course, Bosley, I forget who played the actor that played him in the TV show.
Oh, I don't remember the TV show. In the critically acclaimed movies, it was Bill Murray.
Critically acclaimed is not the phrase anyone would ever use to describe Charlie's Angel Full Throttle.
I just remember being a 12-year-old.
Critical people were of that movie.
And seeing Drew Barrymore and being like, what's happening here?
Oh, no. I love the first Charlie's Angels.
And
I think it's super fun. Ooh, it's super
Tom
silly.
Tom Green?
I think they captured, and they did a great job of making a really fun movie. The second one, a little bit of a mess. Justin Theroux is the bad guy. You're like, okay, he's whatever. That's cool.
I loved the Charlie's Angels movies.
What's that?
I said I loved the Charlie's Angels.
Well, you like Grease too, so your opinion is completely negated.
You know what? You know who else loves the Charlie's Angels movies? Tim Geddes.
Do you think Tim Geddes would be very excited about this right now?
I don't know.
Should we call Tim Geddes to see if he's very excited about this
call
right
Tim
now?
Geddes.
You know he's on 14 business calls at the same
call
time.
Call Tim Geddes.
Calling Tim Geddes.
I'm surprised that it worked.
What, Siri?
Yeah.
Look at Apple, baby. Always works sometimes.
Come on.
Hello?
Hey, Tim Geddes. It's Nick Scarpino. You're on the Kind of Funny Morning Show. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good. As the resident Charlie's Angel authority here at Kind of Funny, I wanted to ask you the question. Are you excited for the Charlie's Angel reboot starring Kristen Stewart?
Oh, my God. That sounds horrible. Yes, I'm in.
Okay. You're in? Day one? Are we doing Charlie's Angels in review?
Yeah.
About 17 years from now, when we run out of every good movie. What's that?
I'm so down, man.
All right, perfect.
Why? What's she been up to?
She did Twilight, and then she did two Snow White movies, and then was like, I'm good, man. I've nailed it. I've nailed all of these tween movies.
She's going to coast.
And what's funny is I'm looking at a picture of her right now, and that's what she always looks like. Happy, sad. When something's thrilling happening to her, she looks exactly like that. Just totally subdued.
Do you think that they're going to reunite Charlie's Angels' big team song?
What's that?
Do you think they're going to reunite Charlie's Angels to do the theme song?
To do the theme song?
For Charlie's Angels?
What was the theme song for Charlie's Angels?
It was Independent Women. It was Destiny's Child.
Oh, God, that'd be amazing if they did. They should. But we'll see. Who knows what they're going to take on. Maybe it'll be more serious, Charlie's Angels. They got Kristen Stewart. She's an Academy-nominated, Emmy-nominated actor, right?
I have no idea.
No, she's not.
You just made that up?
I definitely
know that. Well, thank you. Thank you for the call, Nick. I appreciate it.
All right, Tim Geddes. When are you coming in? Are we getting lunch?
Keep on the call. I'm in the office right now.
Oh, you're in the office right now. All right, we'll call you later.
Cool.
Bye.
What are you up to?
Bye.
Keep on the call, dude.
He hung up.
He doesn't like it. He doesn't like it. Here's my thing. I don't know any of these actresses.
Naomi Scott looks familiar, but I don't know why.
It says she's playing Jasmine in the Aladdin remake for Disney.
But I think that there's something else.
I don't know who Ella Basinski is.
I don't know who any of these people are. Let's check them out. But that's the thing.
Oh,
the original
Power Rangers girl.
Oh, I like her. Okay.
Yeah, I like her too.
Yeah, she was good in that. That's one of the things is like uphill battle. That Power Rangers was, but I'll tell you one thing right now. I like that movie.
That movie was funnier than
it was better than it had any right to be.
Yeah.
Who was Ella Balinski?
That's another movie I never saw, the Power Rangers movie. Yeah.
I think you'd like it, actually. It's not bad. She's done two movies.
And not a lot.
Tears of the Tropic and Hunted.
Got to keep the budget down, you know what I mean?
I guess so. That's the thing, is like, it's interesting watching them go in this direction. Because Kristen Stewart, she's a very well-known entity. Naomi Scott, not so much. Ella Balinska, not so much. Elizabeth Banks comes with a little bit of some juice. But you put this in comparison to the original Charlie's Angels, and like, Cameron Diaz was huge when that movie came out.
All three
Lucy
of them
Liu
were.
Was huge when that movie came out. And Drew Barrymore has been famous since she was like a little kid.
E.T.
When she was doing cocaine at the age of 10 or whatever.
Hey, man. Got to get up in the morning. The job's not easy.
Yeah, you know, best part of waking up.
Cocaine in your cup. There it is. So I don't know. I'm not excited about this, but I'm cautiously optimistic. And I'll tell you why. I like Elizabeth Banks. I just watched Pitch Perfect 3. I think it's the same production. I think she produces those movies as well. We'll see what vibe this has.
Here's what we need, Nick. Beyonce. Cardi B.
Oh.
Tyra Banks. Charlie's Angels. And they're a little bit older, but they still got all the fire and motivation of young people.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they don't have the stamina.
No.
But they have the motivation and the money.
Oh, no, you know what? No. Take out Cardi B, Serena Williams. That'd be cool.
Dude, that would be dope.
That'd be cool.
That'd be dope.
Oh, you know what? Take out, who's the one of the, Tyra Banks? J-Lo.
Oh,
my God. Did you see that picture of J-Lo?
For her birthday?
Yes.
I saw it scroll through, but I didn't.
She's still 30, right?
Fuck.
She's still 30, right?
She's 55 years old. Looks better than I'll ever look in my life.
You know what? Take out Beyonce, Emma Thompson.
No.
Emma Thompson?
The old lady.
I know who I'm talking
about. So here's my Charlie's Angels. You want to go old. Older.
Cate Blanchett.
Yes. We got Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
Who did you just name?
Emma Thompson.
Emma Thompson? No, I'm not taking her. Helen Mirren, Cate Blanchett,
throw
just
Whoopi
two
Goldberg
Charlie's Angels. What's that?
Whoopi Goldberg in there, dude.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg, okay.
Fuck yeah, dude.
She's
Goldberg
on The View, man. She's making hella money.
Is she on The View still?
Yeah.
Is that a show still?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I legit didn't know.
Yeah. Those shows, that whole realm doesn't exist to us. Daytime television is like something that I forget people watch and care about, but it's so popular and makes so much money.
The Ellen show's huge.
Yeah.
Kathy Lee and Hoda have been drinking wine on the morning show for like the last 12 years.
Yeah. Their that bodies show, are 80%
wine. How hard is that show, do you
Kathy
think?
Kathy Lee and Hoda?
No, the View.
Wait, who's Hoda?
Hoda's like Hoda? Her best friend, her like little
what the
tag
fuck?
Team person.
Who's Kelly
they do
Hoda?
The
is
third
it Kelly
one?
And
Michael? They do the
Kevin,
third
can you
hour
Google Hoda
show?
And see what comes up? But also Hoda, Google it another tab, Hova and Hodor, and see if there's any similarities.
Okay.
They do like the third hour of the Today Show, but now it's Kelly Ripa and someone. I lose
Hoda. Her.
Ooh, Betty White as Bosley.
Oh, Betty White's a bad motherfucker, man.
Betty White as Charlie is what some people are saying.
Betty White just is anything.
Hoda, okay. How do you spell her? How do you pronounce her last name?
Cotby?
It's Cotby.
Cotby.
I'm just saying, The View, not any harder or easier to do than this show right now. You know?
Oh, definitely.
Five people sitting around a table, we nailed it.
Yeah.
We nailed it.
There's like 500% more talking over each other on The View, though.
Is there?
Yeah.
We do that. We do a pretty good job of that.
We do
MCU
a
interview.
Pretty good job.
We
of
talk
that.
Over each other a lot it's to the point where sometimes I just want to get up and just walk away.
Some people it's real don't bad. Understand that maybe when other people are talking, they just wait to say something instead of talking over them.
But then you end up being silent for the whole show.
Wait, I'm the one who's silent. I'm the one who's silent the whole show.
I was like, wait a minute, who's Kevin referring to? Me or himself?
Nick, you're constantly talking over me.
Kevin, you're constantly talking over everyone else.
You're talking over me. Like I'm.
It's not that I mean to do it. It's just because I think what I have to say is more fun than what you have to say.
I know, but like that's when I'm saying something. Don't do that in the middle of a thought.
I just don't think what you have to say is very important. I'm kidding, guy.
No,
you gotta tell. You gotta
don't say you're kidding.
You gotta tell me when I do stuff around. Like this.
If I mean, I have told you.
You
on
have not.
Camera.
You have, this is the first time you've ever told me that I talk over you at MCU.
Hmm.
I will be better about it now. You see how that works?
Yeah.
I will let you speak, and then I will, and then Greg will do that look to me, and we'll just
get. Well, I'm sorry. I was just trying to defend myself because I feel like I was being implied as the one that talks over people.
I didn't know who you were inferring to.
I knew he was talking about you immediately.
Yeah. I did too. Come on, man. What am I, like a not been here for the last 3 years?
Nick.
You know what it's like? It was one of those things where I'm like, he's got me dead to rights.
Oh,
I just have to sort of like fade until we move to the side.
How am I going
to
fucking jab? Like,
what is it going to be? How am I going to get out of this? Nah, he got me. He tied me on that one. It's true, Kev. You got me. You got me. All right, I'll bring up this next news story. God bless Ryan Reynolds.
It sounds great.
He's making a Home Alone revision called Stoned Alone, about a stoner who misses the plane to a ski trip and decides to get super high instead, and then starts getting paranoid that someone's trying to break into his house.
Oh man, I hope it's Macaulay Culkin.
I hope it is too.
Dude. That would be so good. What if Macaulay Culkin is the guy breaking in?
That'd be amazing.
That'd be cool.
It's the Joe Pesci. It comes full circle, but he is still Kevin McAllister.
Joe Pesci's just at home.
Joe Pesci's just like, leave me the fuck alone. I've been in jail 3 times now for breaking and entering.
Joe Pesci. I always get him mixed up with Always Sunny.
Danny DeVito. Very different.
I always get it mixed up.
Very different.
Very different.
Just short guys.
Yeah, they're short.
Yeah.
Short, squatty, kind of have the voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. DeVito is, they're just different. They're both great.
Yeah.
They're both great. I was going to try to compare one to the other and see who I liked better, but that's just a Sophie's choice that I don't feel like going down.
This seems like a cool idea, though.
It's a stupid, silly
idea. It reminds me of, sort of like a Hot Tub Time Machine-esque movie where it's just going to be, it's made to be silly and you know it's dumb going into it, you know?
The thing about this that's going to be intriguing for me is, obviously Ryan Reynolds back in the Hollywood good graces with Deadpool, right? Deadpool 1 does well. Deadpool 2 comes out, does well. How is he going to solidify this role? Because he's been here before. He's been a star before and it slipped away very quickly.
Should we open up his IMDb and find out where it happened?
I absolutely think we should.
Was it Green Lantern?
I don't think it was Green Lantern. I think Green Lantern was the final nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think it slipped off.
Hold on. Don't get too excited, all right? Let's wait it out.
To me, he never went away. I've always loved Ryan Reynolds and I've always supported him, but he just did some weird ass
movies. Has anybody seen Buried?
No.
Do you guys know what it's about?
I'm too claustrophobic to watch that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I do know what it's about.
What did I say?
You said Barry.
Yeah.
As in the HBO show that we all love.
Buried at one point or another.
Was it good?
I remember liking it.
Yeah.
It has a very similar premise to like a old 70s or 80s movie too.
Oh, he's in The Croods too.
Let's scroll down here. Let's see where it went wrong.
Phone Booth?
God, yeah, he works a lot.
So he got really big for Van Wilder, right? Like that was the movie that kind of broke him.
That blew him up. Yeah, broke
him. But like broke him in the mainstream.
I'd say like The Nines or Smokin' Aces is where it started going down.
I liked Smokin' Aces.
You think Waiting? No, Waiting was good.
Waiting was really good.
Oh, Waiting was like an indie. I don't think it did good or bad to him. I think people were just like, that's really good.
I can look it up too.
Just Friends, I think, was popular.
A movie that I thought, we talked about this the other day, where a movie that I had way more fond memories of. And then when I finally rewatched it, I was like, this movie is really bad, man.
Which one?
Just Friends with Anna Faris.
I didn't like it back in the day.
I loved it back in the day, and I thought it would hold up well.
It was super funny.
And I watched it again, it's just like, it's that sort of 2000-ish humor.
I don't think Anna Faris comedy...
He was like overweight when he was younger.
Up, yeah. Because I rewatched The House Bunny.
Oh, how dare you. Do not speak ill of The House Bunnies on my show, Joe. How dare you. I don't know. See, I thought there was one definitive movie, but it just looks like it's a slow progression into obscurity here that ends largely with Green Lantern in 2011.
It looks like he just took every role he could.
Yeah. He did a lot. He did a lot of fucking movies.
He probably made a lot of money.
What year did The Proposal come out?
I remember thinking The Proposal wasn't terrible.
I actually didn't dislike
R.I.P.D. either.
Where's The Proposal? Right there. 2009.
That's 2009. Why is there an I next to it?
I don't know.
Weird.
Maybe it was shot in 2009, didn't come out.
Released in 10?
I don't know.
Definitely Maybe was good too.
Wolverine Origins was awful.
Wolverine Origins was very bad.
Well, either way, this is all I'm saying to Ryan. Just be careful, man, because you do a Stoned Alone and that's funny, but.
They're gonna make Clue again?
Fuck yeah, dude.
We got Detective Pikachu.
He is a detective, but he's the voice of it, right?
Yeah.
He's the detective.
Did you hear that the production company switched?
Yeah, it switched over from Universal to Warner.
Yeah.
That's weird. Click on Clue. Who's in Clue?
RIPD's a poor man's Men in Black.
It was a poor man's Men in Black.
I think that was kind of the point, though. They were just trying to, hit that market.
Oh, man, I love Clue so much.
It's just Ryan Reynolds.
It's just him for right now. Well, all right. I'll tell you what,
though. And there's not even a date for it, so this is just...
Do you think he's just living the dream, like making every movie he wants to?
I think he is.
Probably.
But I'll say this. I love Ryan Reynolds. I support Ryan Reynolds. Like I said before, like I saw him pop up in Blade Trinity. I was like, oh, it's fucking awesome, Ryan Reynolds. I watched Green Lantern. I've seen pop up in all these movies. I'm like, I love him. I hope he never goes away. But I will say this as a cautionary tale, Ryan. I love Deadpool. I support you. But watch your fucking ass with this Clue remake. Okay? Clue is one of my favorite movies ever made.
Never saw it.
It is great. Legitimately great. It is a classic. And if you're treading on hallowed ground right now, is all I'm saying. So just watch your ass. Be careful. That's all I'm saying.
Are you threatening the movie?
I'm not threatening anyone. I'm just saying I will, if this movie's not good, I will go see it. And if it's not good, I will then come out and I will protest it. And I will say, okay, I'm never seeing this movie again.
Who's going to listen to the protest? Like, probably no audience.
People outside.
The 8,000 people that watch this show?
No, I mean, I'm literally going to stand outside of the theater and block people from coming in.
Oh,
not
okay.
In a physical or mental way. I will just stand there, and if they walk, they have to walk around me.
Oh, okay.
And as they walk around me, I'll say, don't see this film.
You'll be a slight sort of obstacle.
Probably go to Starbucks, actually. Oh, okay. Because it's probably going to be, if it's sunny, I don't want me to stand on the
It gets hot outside.
Yeah. Wow. You know, sometimes it gets hot. It
smells like pee around.
Also,
these
once
theaters.
I've seen the movie, I kind of just want to go home. So I'll probably just go home after Starbucks.
Will you tweet about it?
No. I tweet? I mean, maybe I'll and like, a, hey, that was enjoyable. Go see it, but it's not really the first Clue.
Oh, okay.
But it's still worth seeing.
It sounds like a really weak protest, but I see where you're getting. Where
it's
you're getting
it's you know, I got here's my thing. I got to take a stand sometimes. Mm-hmm. Do we need to call Tim Gettys back?
No, we don't.
Man, dude, just call him back and be like, hey, what do you think about our stance on protests?
He hates it so much. Tim, legitimately, I think, is getting annoyed by me.
Love that conversation we had last night.
I can tell, like, I don't really know where the line is sometimes.
Tim hates us.
I think he legitimately started to hate us. He's like, I've got all this, he's like so stressed with all these like business calls.
Oh, yeah.
And me and you and Kevin are just fighting over who gets the fourth spot in Fortnite.
Yeah, that's what it is. Give me the purple scar. You gotta, man, give me the fucking honey rifle. I'm better with it. Yeah, that's all.
Man, how nasty was that? How in sync are we last night when we couldn't talk, but I just picked it up. I shot at you for a second. And you walked over to me, and I just dropped that sniper rifle.
Sniper, let's go,
and
baby.
And you got fucking nasty.
Let's go,
with
baby.
It. You got nasty.
I got one kill with it. Yeah.
You did. It was
that's all I got. I got one knock.
You did get a knock.
A lot of bad games, though.
Yeah, we didn't do very well. Again, I blame the fact that I was on Joy-Con, and I need to get my setup.
I believe I got three kills twice.
I need to get my setup.
Games. I felt pretty fucking good about it.
Kevin, yeah, you did. You did a great job of cleaning up, Kev.
Thank you.
It means a lot
that Nitro Rifle himself saying this to me.
Because I'm gonna put a lot of this on me, Kev. There were several moments where I see a guy and my aiming was just so bad in those few squad matches that we had, where I would hit like 20% of the shots and Kevin would come in and Kevin would be like, "You want me to get the fucking job done? I'll get the job done." And he would finish it out for me, and I was really embarrassed by my play yesterday. But what was weird is that I got a win prior to playing with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
A solo win, and then I got a duos win after with Barrett Courtney. So,
love that kid.
I don't think the problem's me, is what I'm trying to get at.
No, I mean, I'll be honest, 100%. I think I was the weak point yesterday.
Yeah, okay.
I came in, I had a couple clutch kills. There were a couple times where I was able to outflank people and just come in and finish the job done. But I just, for whatever, you know, it's just sometimes you're off.
Sure.
You know, sometimes you're just not having a good day.
You know who else has a bad day every once in a while?
Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, that's here. JC.
Every once in a while, he goes to poop and the seat's up, you know.
It's too up.
Falls in. He's like, oh shit.
And I hate it because I sympathize with JC, man. Sometimes you dip your balls, and I hate it.
That's the worst.
And the worst is like you can never really get them dry again.
Yeah, they're in the splash zone.
Once they're in the splash zone, they're just never. I mean, this is just it's just common.
It's 101.
It's way too common.
Yeah,
and it's,
yeah.
It's an abomination. We have to stop this.
Exactly.
All right, Kevin. Bring up this next news story. This was crazy, and this broke yesterday. Chris Hardwick will return The Talking Dead after AMC investigation. Of course, we talked about the story a while back when Chloe Dykstra put out that Medium post, not necessarily naming him, but naming someone that she had dated. Everyone referred it was Chris. Well, AMC took it seriously and yanked him off of The Talking Dead. They put Yvette Nicole Brown in as an interim host while they did an investigation. And the following quote is their official statement on this. Quote, following a comprehensive assessment by AMC working with Ivy Kagan Bergman of the firm Loeb & Loeb, who has considerable experience in this area. Chris Hardwick will return to AMC as the host of Talking Dead and Talking with Chris Hardwick, AMC said in a statement, quote, "We take these matters very seriously and give the information available to us after a very careful review, including interviews and numerous individuals who believe returning Chris to work is the appropriate step." This is crazy.
That is crazy.
It's crazy. I mean, obviously, we talked about this before. We are, take everything I'm saying with a grain of salt. I do. We have worked with Chloe in the past, and so I don't know that necessarily weighing in on the subject would be the right thing to do. But I will say, this is interesting to me because he's the first person who has been sort of accused of sexual misconduct who has come back, who has been found like, hey, there's nothing there, and so I don't know.
It recently happened with Neve Schulman, who runs that show Catfish on MTV. He had a thing where a woman accused him. Turns out the woman was lying.
Mo.
And so many people get mad. They're like, you're the reason why, like, you're making it harder for other women who actually have these problems.
Sure, sure.
We need that to not happen.
Right.
The trouble that we run in with in these sort of situations is you tend to believe the accuser, mm-hmm. and you probably should, because it happens a lot out there.
Of course.
The reason why I would side with Chloe on this is because I don't see why she would even feel any reason to make anything
it's
up.
It's difficult to believe someone that you know and worked with would make something like that.
Yeah, right? especially
someone that
because there's no benefit to her doing it.
No.
Like, it's not going to really help her career in any way. And if anything, it's going to bring more people to attack her.
Yeah, it's going to bring a lot more mental anguish.
I'm sure her Twitter feed and her Instagram feeds have been fucking...
I'm sure it's disgusting.
Totally toxic, yeah. And so...
Very hard.
Whenever I think about why would they come out with this, like, I think that it's them trying to clear the air and them trying to sort of rid themselves of this and mm-hmm. get it out there in the open. But when, like, it's not like she was trying to sue him and get money or something. Like, I did... That's where it becomes sort of weird for me, where when I see news like this, it really makes me go, oh, man, like, what? You want to know what the investigation was.
This is the problem, you know? And we'll never know, and that's the thing is, we are not in a position to ever really know what happened.
At all.
Right? Again, my own personal feelings on this is that I have worked with Chloe. She is a sweetheart. I have never had any one bad thing to say about her before. Having said that, I don't know what's going on here. It's people in the chat are, you know, I don't want everyone. I didn't mean to bring this story up as an argument point, but you know, people are saying maybe it's possible he didn't do anything wrong. That is a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I don't know. I'm not a private investigator, and I don't know either of these people. I'm not really that intimately involved with either of them. I you know, I've seen Chris Hardwick once on a press line. That's pretty much my full involvement with him. But you want to hope that due process is done, right?
Sure.
You want to hope that someone did an investigation somewhere and at least everyone involved tried to find the truth. That's my hope. As to whether or not that happened, I have no idea. But it sounds like AMC did best effort, so I don't know.
I mean, the other thing could be that, like, if he didn't commit anything, like, illegal, they can't fire him for doing, you know, being a horrible boyfriend, right?
Again, I don't know. I don't know legalities in the industry or what his contract stipulates or California, but you can hire someone. You can fire someone for being a bad person. You can. If someone's just out there doing things that are just horrible and that's you don't have to work with
that
person.
If it's not a workplace thing, like, yeah.
Well, no, but still, I mean, if someone's out, like, you know, if someone's just abused, like, being abusive to people, I guess, I don't know. I shouldn't misspeak because if he's doing it outside of work, who knows? Who knows?
That's the thing. It might... It doesn't matter.
It's such a touchy subject. Yeah, it's hard to talk about.
But, like, if you do, like, if something comes out, it's just really iffy kind of lines where it's like, if he's under contract and the company is scared to fire him because they think that, like,
he might sue them.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, though, AMC's clearly not scared of firing him because they pulled him off the shows, which is a very much, like... That to me smacks with, we're not scared of getting sued here. We got to do the right thing.
But I feel like pulling people off of shows is part of a contract of like, hey, if something goes down,
it's possible that he has an ethics clause in his contract that states if something like this happens, we got to do this. Absolutely. We don't know. We're never going to see that. But I don't know. Joe, you walked in. Do you have an opinion on this or do you want to stay?
Oh, I do.
Neutral. Go for it.
In my experience, there has been more than one time where a company has said this is in your personal life. It doesn't really, we don't really, we can't really dictate what you do in your personal life compared to your work life.
Yeah.
So that is also another possibility.
It is a possibility. I mean, obviously we all work at this company and we don't have that line because we spend every waking second with each other.
Yeah. But in more corporate settings, I've seen that.
Well, I mean, there should be a line drawn, by the way, what a corporation can and cannot tell you to do in your personal life. Absolutely. Totally. I've worked for corporations in the past and I've had arguments with people in the past of like, look, you cannot dictate what people do when they go home. Like, you don't have that right. You don't own someone just because they work for your company.
Exactly.
And I think that door has to swing both ways, right? Like, I don't know where that limit is, and I don't know where that limit is ethically or legally. I do know where it is ethically. I know where that is, a very clear limit. But legally speaking, I don't know where you can set that bar without violating someone's rights.
Yeah. Because if it's not from HR, their role is to protect the company, not necessarily the employee.
Yeah.
And so if it's something that isn't happening with people that work at the company, like in a work setting, it might be quote unquote out of their jurisdiction kind of a thing.
Spasmgasm440 says it's murky when you're a public figure, ? That's true, because some of what you do in your personal life is what you bring to the table. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But in this case, I don't know. Again, I'm not, I don't have the answers here. I just think it's worth exploring and I think it's worth talking about because this is a very rare and weird situation that people have to deal with. So thank you for bearing with us on that one. We got another one coming up. Joe, you might want to stick around for this one as well.
Jesus Christ. I was talking about Fortnite more. Come on, man.
Sorry, I apologize. But this one, I find this absolutely fascinating. This comes from people and other outlets pick this up. But Star Wars director Rian Johnson has deleted 20,000 tweets after the James Gunn firing. And when asked why, he said, quote, seems like a why not move. Which, sure. I got to be honest, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely delete your tweets.
How can you do that? How do you delete your tweets?
I have no idea. And I have to imagine that Twitter is like, oh shit. Because so much of their traffic and so much of their... like what makes Twitter and what makes people grow, I have to imagine, is based on older tweets, right? If you have tweets that are like 2 or 3 months old that are still getting retweeted and things like that, I think that's got to account for some of their traffic, right?
I have to imagine that there's also companies that are archiving tweets. That although he's
once
like,
something's on the internet.
Hey, yeah, I've deleted all of this. I'm sure there's like some tweet archive company that's at least following verified people.
Maybe.
I saw him tweet you and he was like, fuck you, Nick. Like, it's a good movie. I saw that.
Did he? Does he want to fucking fight me?
I think he wants to fight you.
I don't want to fight him, dude. He's got too much money now. He could just hire someone to beat my ass.
Directed the best Breaking Bad episode.
It's interesting, though, because, like, I wonder, first off, this is my naivete when it comes to Twitter. Do they not have a function where you can just delete old tweets after a month?
I don't think so.
It's weird to me. They should have that function now. And I'm willing to bet they're going to be forced into instituting.
I bet, I know that there are third party companies that do like a lot of like, hey, what did I tweet on this day four years ago?
Time like, hop and stuff like that.
Yeah, there are third party companies that have ways to access that, but I don't think Twitter has it in their own client.
I'm guessing he used one of those apps to like mass delete all this shit.
What would be the benefit for Twitter implementing something to be able to,
as like a function for people who just don't, like, you know, for me, most of my tweets and replies are just completely throwaway and just entertainment in the moment.
Yeah.
So why not, I guess? I don't know. I mean, like, what do you, like, it's not like Instagram where people are going back through your feed. I feel like Twitter is a lot more just whatever I see right now is what I get. So why would you archive the post? What's the benefit of archiving tweets?
So we can look up.
I guess. So we can use it as ammunition against people.
Yeah,
right?
So we can look up all this shit that like Trump said that he's doing now when he was telling.
But that's what I mean. Like I don't know. But my question would be like, what is the point of keeping all the tweets live? Why not just delete them after a month? And all your old tweets go.
I think that's like a basic functionality that probably wasn't built in the initial.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Structure. They probably just weren't.
Jesus Christ. Jeff ZOMG says Greg has 105,000 tweets. That sounds low. You might go back and check that out again.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He posted that many Instagram photos 4 days ago.
Oh my God. Were they all a steak?
I hate his tweets because I want the food.
I know. It makes me hungry. That's what pisses me off.
It'd be cool if we got him.
I was like, why don't you fucking call
like,
me over, bro?
He shouldn't be able to post those pictures unless he also invites us.
Yeah. If you're going to post pictures of shrimp, Fucking know your role and shut your mouth.
Do you remember in high school when you'd have gum and the teacher would be like, did you bring enough for the whole class?
Mm-hmm. It should be like that.
Live by the sword, die by the sword, I say. Yeah.
Live by the sword, die by the sword.
Live by this gum, die by the gum. If you don't bring enough gum for the whole fucking office, get the F out.
Is this just like an extended version of the chicken nugget rule?
Well, you know we have two hard set rules in here and two policies that we're trying to get pushed through the Senate here at Kind of Funny. Mm-hmm. One is the nugget rule. Mm-hmm. Two is the...
the meatball rule.
The meatball rule. I apologize. This is the third. Mm-hmm. I forgot the meatball rule. Thank you, Joey.
Shocker. You forget your own
three,
rules.
Three, yeah. we've instituted as well, and it's a little known one because we don't go to Beeps Burgers anymore. We had the corn dog rule. We'll leave this, the fourth one open for Jesus, of course.
Obviously.
Fifth rule is, of course, the rule we're trying to get passed through right now. All of us, I think I'm pretty unanimous, is the open mouth kiss policy. And then seventh or sixth, whichever one I'm on right now, I ran out of fingers, is, of course, the open door pee policy.
Yeah.
Which, again, let me reiterate for everyone out there who's about to vote on this.
Yeah.
This is not a you have to do this. This is if everyone gives consent, you are allowed to do this.
Okay.
Sort of thing,
wait,
right?
We all get to vote?
We all.
I vote against.
We voted yesterday, Kevin.
There are several moments where Nick is in the restroom peeing or pooping, and he'll hear me and Joey say something, and he'll go, "What?" And I'll say, "Nick, you're in the restroom. We're talking. We're not talking to you. Quit trying to hear it." And he'll say, "If the door was open, I'd be able to hear what you're saying." And that you kind of make a good point.
It's logic.
Yeah.
It's just logic. It's pure logic.
I'm just saying, take
the emotion out of the situation. Mm-hmm. And look at it from a purely logical perspective.
Yeah.
I add so much to every conversation in this office.
A lot of people don't agree with that at all.
By far.
Joey?
If you're watching this on YouTube right now, let me know how awesome I am at talking.
Mm.
Just pay me a compliment every once. I'm not fishing for one. I'm just saying, give me one or else I'll cry. Why would you not want more of that? And yours is the desk closest to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So you could literally, we could talk, we could just hang out. You could throw me a goldfish every once in a while. Not one of the ones that has salmonella in it, though. Or E. coli, whatever.
No, just
the, hell they
just the whole grain.
Yeah.
Whole grain do not have salmonella. Whole grain extra cheddar do have loads of salmonella. Oh my God.
We're really late. Jeez. I apologize.
Holy shit.
Well, either way.
I didn't even get to talk about Shark Week. I was going to say, you know what? Shark Week, fine, whatever. It's been going on forever. We get it. It's interesting. Give us Big Cat Week.
Oh, Big Cat
Big
Week
Cats
could be really
are cool,
fun.
Man.
Let's read the tips.
All right, give it. Well, I got to have the. I'm sorry, Kevin. I can't read the tips unless we audition the clip that we talked about.
Yeah. Is it tip time?
It's tip time.
Tip time?
Tip time?
Is it tip time?
Tip time?
Tip time?
Teachers? Teachers? Give it to me again.
Make fun of me, piece of shit.
Because you're fun of me.
You're fucking money!
Top on the tips comes from Dom the Nade R. Says, birthday tax, finally 21, and the night seems pretty stacked with a lot of Fortnite, then some Fortnite, and maybe just a little bit of Fortnite. Love you guys. Thanks for the laughs. Happy birthday. Happy 21st birthday. Maybe over the weekend, go out with some friends. IRL.
Go maybe have fun.
Go have some fun.
Thanks for the 21, man.
That guy's video says, Nick, I love you, and you are a hilarious person. I want to apologize for yesterday's joke about your hairline by buying a Lego set for Kevin.
Yes.
KevDog, make sure Nick gets some tissues. Hashtag baby champ.
Baby champ!
Again.
Lego sets!
I don't mind the baby champ picture because all it does is prove that, once again, I've been the best since birth.
I'm not going to lie, Nick. When you said that, I was like, man, that's a great response. There's nothing he got me.
You want to put me in as a fucking baby zygote? I'll still have the goddamn belt around myself and my mom.
I hate it.
And it came out and it was sharp and she was like, fuck you.
I hate it so much.
Look at that. There it is. Goddamn, he's beautiful.
Oh, I thought you were going to do baby Nick.
Oh, no. This is much more fun.
This is cool.
Now, I've said, if anybody sends this to the office, I will build it over a weekend while doing a, what was it?
You have to smoke blunts with Cool Greg and build this.
Well, that's the thing. I'm going to have Cool Greg, and then we're going to marathon the Harry Potter movies, and we'll put a little timer out.
Pretty
we'll do
cool.
a watch-along.
Pretty cool. That's a good idea, Kev.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
And send it to me, dude.
Here's what I think we should do. When we get to Harry Potter in review, we'll build it piece by piece. Over nine movies.
That doesn't seem fun at all.
That's
true.
That actually seems terrible. Bill Cosgrove says, Andy, Philadelphia Fusion or London Spitfire for the Overwatch League Grand Finals? Did you expect the Excelsior or the Valiant to get knocked out? Thanks for the great show. Go Philly Fusion.
I'm going for Philly Fusion, but I either way, it's going to be excited. I did not expect Excelsior to get knocked out, but I kind of expected Valiant to get upset.
Panzer G2 says, Nick, when you get an Uber, do you sit in the front seat or back seat? If the back seat, do you sit directly behind the driver? The latter just feels creepy. Also, the stream last night was amazing. Thanks for sticking Sublime in my head before bed. The Kung Fu Grip. I actually ask to sit up front sometimes because I get car sick in the back. Today I was like, she looks like she's going to drive normally, and she did. Again, perfectly lovely Uber driver.
I sat in the back. I've had a few Uber drivers that prefer me to sit in the back seat, but opposite, not right behind them.
Diagonally.
Yeah, diagonally, because I think they're worried that maybe I'm going to like pull strangle out a weapon him. And hit, kill him or something.
Yeah, you're going to pull out the zip wire yeah. and fucking strangle
so
him.
I've sat behind a guy one time, and he was like, oh, can you sit over there?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. And since then, I've done that. Every time.
It's the nice thing to do so they can yeah. just kind of keep an eye. I mean, so remember, they, yeah. you're a stranger to them just as they're a stranger to
exactly,
you.
Exactly, yeah.
You might eat them, they might eat you.
Yeah,
who knows? Rustantino says, happy Thursday, Dream Team. Is it rude to ask your shirt size over live stream? Also, what are your shirt sizes and who's the better, Ryan? Ryan Reynolds or Ryan Gosling? My shirt size right now, I believe, is a medium. And I got to go with the Goss on that one. I love Ryan Reynolds, but don't fuck up Clue.
I go Reynolds, too.
What, you're medium, right?
Medium.
Yeah, mediums. Mr. Straightfire says, hey, Andy, September 29th will mark the 5th anniversary of the Breaking Bad finale. How will you celebrate? Also, love you, Nick, but you're still not my champ.
I'm going to go on a 4-week meth bender.
There you go. And to answer your question, I love you back, and everyone's entitled to their stupid opinion.
Tell them, baby champ.
All right, let's go to PSI Love This Best Friend XOXO. Today, Jimmy Olsen is shouting out Wet Dirt 28. Wet Dirt. Saw me comment on the subreddit about how I had birthday money set aside for games, but we got hit with Medi-Cal bills for my son. He DM'd me two Medical. Codes. Medi-Cal. Is a thing. It's a California thing.
It's a California thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see how it was spelled.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were just being
That's okay.
weird.
just being me again. I can't read. This kindness from a stranger really helps me realize just how special this community is and how the best friends moniker is more than just that. It is actually a true embodiment of positivity. Wet Dirt deserves a huge shout out from a broke dad supporting a wife and child. He really made my entire week, and I pray he gets blessed soon. Wow. That's really nice. I love that. I love this section.
Yeah.
I love this
Makes
section.
Makes you feel good.
Although we need a thing for this section, too.
Where people just compliment you.
And I think it needs to be, thank you for being a friend. And that's it.
You're,
just that.
You're ruining the surprise of what's happened.
Make it.
Sancho was going to send in a tip, and I was going to come and play guitar and going, thank you for being a sub.
Ba-dum-bum-ba.
Thank you for
that's
showing
really good.
Me some love.
All right, it's giveaway time, ladies and gentlemen. This episode of the Kind of Funny Morning Show is brought to you by Simple Contacts, an easy and convenient way to renew your contact lens prescriptions or reorder your contacts from anywhere within minutes. Get $20 off your first Simple Contacts order by visiting simplecontacts.com/kindoffunny20 and entering code kindoffunny20 in. Tim wears contact lenses and always finds himself dreading that annual appointment to renew his car. Let me tell you, this is Tim. Tim doesn't even want to get his car washed, let alone go to the optometrist to renew his prescription. So when he found out this was a service, oh boy, that he could just do on his phone and take pictures of himself, that combined three things that he loved. One, not leaving the house. Two, Phones. The use of his phone. And three, taking pictures of himself.
Mm-hmm.
He loves all these things. He swears by this service. He loves it very, very much. Of course, Simple Contacts lets you renew your prescription and reorder your brand of lenses from anywhere in just minutes. They bring the doctor's office to your home. The vision test is designed by doctors, and every test is carefully reviewed by your doctor. Tim said one of the pictures was messed up. They sent him a text saying, hey, can you take that again? He was like, yeah, no problem. Boom. Done.
Get
done.
Out of
my course.
Face. Yeah.
Worth noting, Simple Contacts Vision Test isn't a replacement for your periodic full eye exam, so you will have to go in here and there. This is just a very, very easy, convenient way to get your lenses without having to do much of anything. Let's see. To save $20 off your first Simple Contact order, go to simplecontacts.com/kindoffunny20 and enter the promo code kindoffunny20 at checkout. That's $20 off your first Simple Contacts order when you go to simplecontacts.com/kindoffunny20 and enter promo code kindoffunny20 at checkout. Congratulations to Chris Arsenault from the Kind of Funny Games Patreon. You have won the Spectrum Retreat on PC. Remember, if you guys want to support us, you can be in the chat right now. You can be a subscriber via Amazon Prime or with $5. We know how that works, Sancho West. Appreciate you, man. Excellent stream last night. You can support us on Patreon or Games Patreon as well, the $2 above level. All four of those ways get you entered to win. You can be a winner just like Chris Arsenault is. And I hope I'm saying his name right. I'm pretty sure I'm slaughtering it. All right, let's go to the 3 and 3 right now and talk to the chat. Let us know if you guys have any questions about anything we talked about today. Of course, if you guys are watching on YouTube, make sure you leave a comment below. Please feel free to talk to anyone about the stories that we had today. Share your opinions, but I may ask again.
Be civil.
Be very civil to each other. And I appreciate everyone when we tackle the James Gunn issue on YouTube. I saw a lot of people having a really good discourse in the chat, or in the comments rather, and I really, really appreciate that. So please, let's keep that positivity going, even if you can be critical of each other, or even if you have a different opinion from each other. Stay open-minded, and let's talk to each other about that, because that's how we're going to progress, and that's how we're going to win. Nick and Annie, any chance of a Saw review in October?
Ooh.
Probably not from me. But I will say this. Are you seeing Mission Impossible at some point this weekend?
No. I mean, no.
Boom, boom, boom. I'm going to see it.
Do you want to do Saw in review?
I just don't think that'll get views.
What? It's not about the views, it's about good movies, man. We're doing it.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, do I want to keep watching 2-hour movies that I'm maybe not into? You know?
Yeah, you do.
Because when you're at home, you know, free time's limited. That's my,
Okay, yeah, so we're going to start watching movies here.
Okay, cool. I'm done.
Let's see.
The legit conversation we've had.
Oh, Omega Batman finally got back to me. Thanks. Maybe he was busy. I don't know. I guess we're putting him out. Says, Nick, the daily presidential address is so you can remind everyone of the power you now wield as champion and pres of the Kind of Funny Championship League. Just go heel on everyone in the office while holding your title while Hail to the Chief playing. That's a great idea. Remind me to do that tomorrow.
These are all fantastic ideas.
They're great ideas.
Yeah.
Let's see. That guy's video says, have you ever tried Coke Life? It is everything. I think he meant light.
No, Coke Life is...
What's Coke Light?
It's the green one?
No, I'll try it.
Oh, yeah, it's made with
it's
a
stevia. Mixed stevia. With sugar.
Yeah.
It's half.
I think it's like also not, it's a little bit less calories than normal.
Yeah, because it's
maybe
half
like
half.
Yeah.
Mission Impossible Fallout is at 98% on Rotten Tomatoes, says Todd Wise. It's looking
I can't
good.
Wait. I can't wait. Dude.
Well, you got to see this weekend. We'll talk about it on the show.
Maybe.
I'm probably to see it.
I'm trying to get ahead on editing party mode so that I won't have to. Come back on a vacation to
scrambling. What would we do at RTX?
Huh?
Fucking do it at RTX, man.
He's visiting his family.
Hang out. Just be cool.
So don't edit it.
All right, we're in subscriber only mode. Remember, guys, if you guys have Amazon Prime, you get one free Twitch Prime subscription. I gave mine to Sandro West. He thanked me last night at his stream. And as far as I'm concerned, we are all square, my friend. If you guys want to use that for us, great. If not, give it to someone in the community that's Twitch streaming, like Andy or Sancho or Teddy Chinaris or anyone who's streaming out there that...
Snowbike Mike,
who I think was in the chat earlier today, but is not here anymore, and that just makes me sad.
God, Corey Cudney, killing it with the fucking gifs he's making. Look at this fucking gif he made of me holding the phone. It says, no more Shark Week, give us Big Cat Week.
Yeah, I love that.
We need Big Cat Week, man. Tell me.
Let's see. Nick, can I get a morph? Says Ant-Man 0208.
Morph.
I hate it. DH Canada says, hi, Nick. Please don't ban me today. Thanks, gang shit. Again, this administration has made some mistakes,
mm-hmm.
DH Canada.
We're not perfect.
I'm not going to apologize to them because that's not how politicians do things.
You know who else makes mistakes? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Sometimes he dips his balls in the water because his wife doesn't like him to leave the thing up. And so in a subconscious protest against that, he leaves the thing up.
Yeah.
And then it just ends up fucking him over.
Yeah, exactly.
It happens.
Spite your face, eat your nose.
Dude, spite your nose to eat your face. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Omega Batman says, at Mystery Asman 300, why are you trying so hard to get me banned? I'll answer that for Mystery Asman 300, because it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
Ban him.
Funny stuff.
Don't ban anyone. I'm not in a banning mood today.
No.
Setting.
But I might be tomorrow, Omega Batman.
Yeah.
So just watch out.
Thank you for being a friend.
Let's see. Team Pup and Sud 69 says, love me, say that you love me. And then he gave me a picture of me on Aces.
Say that you
man, Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet. Is it Baz Luhrmann?
I think so.
Was it Baz Luhrmann?
Lahman? Baz?
Oh, it's Luhrmann. I know that's how you say his name, but I don't know if that's him as the
director. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Fucking phenomenal, man. I'll tell you when they're... Hey, Joey!
Came at a weird time in my life.
Joey!
I was sort of growing up, becoming a...
Man?
Yeah.
Joey's gone.
Like, almost, not really. I was still like maybe 11 or 12. But it was a weird movie that I saw at my friend CP's house, and we were all hanging out, having a little slumber party, and the movie kept going, and everybody fell asleep, and I was the only one watching it, and it was like 3 in the morning, I'm watching Baz Luhrmann's fucking Romeo and Juliet, And it was just such a weird thing. Like, why am I still awake?
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Best or greatest Leonardo DiCaprio has ever looked in a movie? Romeo and Juliet.
I don't know, man.
Greatest.
I think it's Titanic.
Because
he was starting to become a man.
He's
in that
a bad
movie.
Boy.
See, he was like a boy in Romeo and Juliet. Yeah. That's like he was so skinny with
like
big eyes.
He looks too baby in Romeo and Juliet.
Got cool hair.
He like he says all the Shakespearean lines, but he's crying. He's so cute.
We had this There was a big discussion about this on the internet when it was like. Name your childhood crushes or whatever.
Yeah, I saw that.
And there was like six or seven of
everyone
us.
Said
everyone
said Leo.
Everyone had like a different,
different times. Yeah, you and Andrew.
It was amazing.
Let's see. Richard Jacket says, Nick, you look best in the beach. That could be argued. Panzer G2 says, John Leguizamo killed it in Romeo and Juliet. He did indeed.
Killed it, dude.
Benvolio?
Silo I says, Nick likes him young. Looking. Question mark? No.
Can we just end the show
the
there?
Appropriate age. There's no, also, I can't end on that one.
Growing pains. Leo, which is like baby.
That's too
Leo.
Young.
Mm-hmm.
Does it work? What? All right. That's it. You're right. We're done. We've run out of steam. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. PT to round out the week. I don't know who's with me, but I'll be here, and that's all that matters. Love you guys very much. If you're watching on YouTube, leave a comment, like this video, subscribe, and we'll see you on the other side. Kevin, please cut the feed.